The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And I have another...
business idea.
Yes, now sketch episode, which we will never do. It's not so much of a sketch as a web series, I imagine it. It's called Jizwalk Empire.
Oh, I knew it had something to do with sex. I knew it.
Yeah, well, that's all I ever think about. You know that. It's a takeoff on Boardwalk Empire, but they've made pornography illegal. So it's the same thing. It's just you replace booze with porn.
So wait, what did you call it?
Jizwalk Empire.
I think you got to work on the name. Was that a working title, I hope?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if I come up with something better, fine.
Because a Boardwalk, Boardwalk, because it takes place in...
I understand that. Well, you know what? There's going to be jizz involved. So there you go. It works.
Even the Jizzpranos.
Yeah, whatever. But you know what's funny? I came up with this idea at work.
The Touchables.
Ah, that's good. So I wrote that down on a piece of paper, put it in my pocket. Jizwalk Empire. And then
my maid was doing my laundry.
No, well, my maid, I don't let her touch my laundry. But while I was at work, later on in the day, I happened to look in my pocket. I'm like, shit, that paper must have fallen out. So at some point, somebody at my job picked up a piece of paper. Oh, what's this? Jizwalk Empire? What the fuck?
That sounds like a sketch idea that Mark would come up with.
Fortunately, no one really knows me that well over there, so they wouldn't put two and two together.
So how does this series go?
I mean, the main character, his name is Nookie, not Nucky. And,
the opening theme would be good. Instead of, like, he's walking to the ocean, you're walking to a sea of jizz.
Well, listen, I don't need to be that gross, but...
Instead of bottles floating, just condoms.
He's just a kingpin. He's a porn kingpin. They're making illegal porn, distributing it. It's the same thing, just like regular episode. It's like, all this crazy shit's going on, but it all revolves around porn.
That is good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
We won't do it. But if someone wants to steal my idea...
Well, we should start a Kickstarter campaign for all our sketch ideas.
Yeah. Listen, we don't...
We have lots of ideas we want to put out.
Yeah.
Give us money.
Listen, even if we did and someone gave us money to do it, do we have that fucking kind of time?
Well, I do probably, for now.
What, are you unemployed again?
No. Although I am looking for another part-time gig to make a little extra cash to pay my medical bills.
Get a part-time job that doesn't pay anything.
Well, here's the thing. So I go on...
Welfare.
Some store. I'm like, well, they went overnight thing. So I'm like, so I go to fill up the thing, but it was one of those dumb fucking applications that take like 20 minutes.
Some of them are a little long.
First of all,
is there like a whole questionnaire involved?
Yeah. And first of all,
we really don't need that.
These online things. First, you got to make a profile, which I hate. Like, what do I need a profile for?
Like, how many times am I going to fill this shit out? I'm going to fill it out and then I'm never going to be on the
site
again.
I need a password. If other people want to apply for jobs for me, go be my fucking guest.
I want him to get a job so bad.
Same thing with logging into your credit card. It's like, what can you do in there? I guess you could ask for more credit or something.
And maybe I could get your credit card information and start buying shit.
I don't think it's on there.
I don't know.
It's blocked off.
Yeah, maybe.
But
someone who knows what they're doing, they could probably fuck you up.
But anyways.
Oh, man, I will fuck you up.
So first thing they ask is like, hey, upload your resume. So I do that. Then it goes, all right. Well, first of all, it fills in all the shit with your resume, but it's never right. Like, it's never, like, in the right spot. Like, it'll say, like, your street address where your name is. Like, what the
fuck?
That's
my name! 123 17th Street.
That you live in... Well, that's weird.
No, that's my name. That's not where I live. But you can't read?
Actually, that's my name. I changed my name to my street name. You know, I like to keep everything the same, so my name is also my address.
Yeah.
And my telephone number.
That I don't know how you do. Well... convert the numbers and the letters. That's how it's like 1-800-BONER.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
So then after that, they give you this questionnaire, and it's like the same fucking questions over and over
again. Well, that's how those things work, because they want to try and catch you in a lie. That's why they're all bullshit, because if you have half a brain, you know how they work, so you're going to put down the best possible answer. And don't change your answer. No matter how many different ways they ask you the same question, be consistent. That's how you take those fucking tests. That's why they're all useless. We all know how they work. So, you know, it means nothing now.
You almost need to hire someone to fill out applications for it. It's such a... It takes fucking hours of the day. And, you know, if you already have a job and you're looking for a better one or something, it's like, do I feel like doing this when I get home? No, I want to forget that I need to work to fucking live.
Yeah. If you want to call it that.
Yeah, so the question is like, is lying sometimes... Do you find lying to be acceptable? Sometimes? Always? Never?
Never. I never tell a lie. You know George Washington? He doesn't have shit on me.
I know. And it's like, are you interested in other people's opinions? Like, no. But you have to lie because you don't want to be like, I don't give a fuck. Do you like working alone? Do you like working with
people? No, I like working in a group. I'm very social. I'm a social animal. See,
for those ones, they want them just to be the same.
Yeah, like I said, consistency is key.
Because, like, is there a right answer? Like, I like working in a group. I like working. And you have to think about what the job is. Like, I like doing. Do you like working? When are you available? You know, the problem with part-time jobs and why they're bullshit?
Well, they want you to be available every fucking hour of the day, but they only want to give you, like, 3 hours a week.
Yeah, we're going to give you 3 hours a week, but you have to have open availability all week long, including holidays and weekends. And I want you to sit by that fucking phone. I guess you have a cell phone, so it could be anywhere, really. And we call you up.
No, like, I still want you to sit.
We need a guide in an hour. Can you come in?
Is this for the escort service, or what is this? Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
Because it's like, you know why? Because part-time jobs are for kids.
I know.
And kids have nothing going on. Like, what do you have that's so important? And you're chewing bubblegum and playing video games. Get into work. And we'll pay you $8 an hour. How about that? How about that?
You'll take it and you'll like it. Because it's your fucking first job. Like, oh, cool. No, by the end of the week, I'll have $100.
This is my 29th job. Yeah, come on. They'll give you something better. And then they're always like, what do you expect for a wage? Like, all right, what I want for a wage is going to be way higher than you're willing to give me. So if I put that, you're going to skip over my application.
What does Letterman get? $1 million an episode? Sounds about right.
But if I put too low, because I know that's what you pay, then I'm like fucking lowball myself. Maybe you would have paid me more. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble there, but you can tell them you'll take $1 an hour. They won't give you $1 an hour. They won't give you minimum wage. They'll give you whatever they planned on giving you in the first place.
No, because say you go into a place like...
If they were going to give you $10 an hour and you said...
Minimum, wouldn't they give it to you?
No, because once you walked in there and you got hired and everyone else is making $10 an hour, but you're only making 8 because you wrote down the number 8 on that application, it probably wouldn't fly. You'd be like, what the fuck is this? How's everyone making 10?
That's true.
You said you're expecting 8. That's what we gave you. I didn't want to ruin your expectations. No, though they'd give you 10 and you'd be grateful. Like, holy shit, I would have taken 8 and you're giving me 10? Awesome.
I like when you look at these ads, like, flexible scheduling. But that doesn't mean it's flexible for you. That doesn't mean, like, I'll work this week Tuesday from noon to 3.
We want you to have flexible scheduling.
Yeah, like, that means you got to be real flexible for us.
How I am with my prostitutes. Like, I'm not flexible. You, I want you to fucking bend to a pretzel.
At this fucking point in my life, I get a part-time job, I'll be working under people who are, like, 10 years younger than me and less educated. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I know. That's why I am now.
Job market is shit. Why can't people pay me to talk?
I know.
Like this.
No one wants to give me shit.
Doesn't Target need someone to, like, entertain their guests over
they should.
The PA? They don't even have a PA there.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They have a PA system. At the end of the night, they say you have 15 minutes till close.
Oh, okay. But they don't play music at Target, and they don't, like, call for their employees. They use the walkies.
Yeah. Which are radios. Walkie-talkies. Walkies. Don't use the fucking jargon.
Is that what they call them? They call them walkies there. Walkie-talkie.
That's short. It's a fucking walkie-talkie. Which is a ridiculous name.
That's on my walkie-talkie.
I know. Hey, look, I invented this thing. What do you do with it? I don't know. You can walk around while you talk. A walkie-talkie. There you go. Huh. Good one.
I don't like the idea of anything.
I know. Wait, another thing I was thinking about.
Which why I watch films, not movies.
Which sounds related. Now, a film sounds like it should be like a highbrow kind of thing. A movie, that could be any shit. Movie.
I call it a talkie still.
Yeah. We call them movies because they move. Pictures that move. They're movies.
True.
Anyway.
Although the pictures don't actually move. No, it's digital.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I was thinking about the glove.
Actually,
I was thinking about the glove compartment in a car. At some point, I like, how did that come about? Did somebody build a car? Like, you know, they built the Model T. And
Mr.
Like,
Ford.
It's pretty good, but Mr. where the Ford, fuck am I going to keep my gloves?
Mr. Ford, I'm enjoying your car, your Model T. Very fun to drive around. But when I get to my destination, I have nowhere to put my gloves.
I leave them on the seat, and when I come back, someone has stolen them. Because, as you know, we don't have windows. They just reach in and grab my stuff. What can you do about this? You know what? I could make a special compartment for your gloves so you can stash them away. That's a good idea. What are you going to call it? I don't know. The glove compartment? Yeah, good one.
And was the first guy who put something else in there, did he get in trouble? Like, what is this?
It's for your gloves, asshole. Come on. That's like you start putting bagels in a toaster. It makes toast.
Well, not bagel is toasted.
No. We all know. A toast? What is toast?
Well, then they didn't make extra wide toasters for toast.
Well, those are for the bagels.
I know, that's what I'm saying, for the bagel toast.
What?
For the bagel toast, that's what I call it. Bagel toast.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting for
when
you.
When I go to Tim Hortons, I go...
I'll have a bagel toast.
Yeah, give me a cinnamon raisin bagel toast.
Do they look confused? What?
Well, I don't know about the drive-thru, I don't know what they look like. Do you worry?
Sometimes you can hear confusion in the voice.
You know, when I go to the drive-thru at McDonald's, they have the camera, can they see my ass?
Yeah, yes they can. Because once you're inside... ordering at the counter, you could look at the screen and see, like, I could see the guy on the TV.
Because I always wonder, because now McDonald's, at least the ones around here, have the two lanes. I always wonder how they know it's you.
Well, they could see you.
Because you're not necessarily following the order, because I don't know if they're done with the order. You know, sometimes people skip in front of you. And occasionally they'll be like, oh, you got this? And like, or they'll just like, $10.95.
Usually when I go, they, first of all, like I said, they do see you, so they know. And usually they'll tell me, it's like, you're after the green sedan? Oh, okay. So then I wait for that other guy to go.
Oh, then they yell at you?
You motherfucker! No, they just tell me. They tell me to wait to go. After this certain car, so I wait.
I've never seen them do that. They've never done that to me.
Because they like me.
And I'm always afraid to go to the second one because I don't want to be cut.
I never go to the second one. I do not know why I don't go. My son told me to go. He's like... Daddy, you should try new things. Go to the other one. Like, I don't know. Maybe next time.
New things. Who taught you that?
I know. I do the same thing over and over and over again, and you know it.
Who taught you to be normal?
Yeah.
Because I know I didn't.
Yeah, I refuse to go. I feel so weird. I will not go to the other lane. I'd be nervous. I really would be like, oh, shit. I'd be sweating. They're thinking to think I'm going to rob the place. I'll have double quarter pounder.
Well, if some cunt in front of me, I'd be like, well, I guess I'm not getting any food.
Did you say there's some cunt in front of me?
Well, that's a possibility.
Some cunt in front of me. You believe that, bitch? What are you doing up there, lady?
I've been good with cutting down on McDonald's. I haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, I haven't had it that much lately.
One day I was arguing with myself on the way home, like, I'm really hungry, and it'd be really quick if I stopped at McDonald's. I'm like, no, you go home and make something.
You know what? I have those same arguments with myself. Like, you have fucking food at home. Why are you going to go somewhere and waste some money to eat shit?
It's so much faster.
I know. So it's why it's fast food. It's convenient. I know it's horrible for you, but I don't fucking care. It's delicious, and it's fast. Easy. How I like my women.
It's fast and delicious. What if it was fast and
not that good.
Not that good.
Well, the convenience still might weigh in there. It's like, well, get it anyway.
Yeah, like if you went to a drive-thru blowjob place. Like, it wasn't a very good blowjob, but it was quick and convenient.
Better than jerking off. So, yeah. Drive-thru glory hole. New invention.
I don't know. Is it better than jerking off? Now you have horse saliva on your cock.
That's why I like it. Where else would you put horse saliva? Answer that question.
What's this jar of weird... That's horse saliva.
That's where I keep it.
I use it as lube. Sometimes I can't afford a whore. So last night I went over, I had her keep spitting into this jar.
Like, she didn't like it, but I was paying. Like, hey, you want this 20? $20 for you to spit in a jar? I mean, that's a deal. I'd take it.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, how much spit can one put in?
Okay. If prostitution is legal in some parts of Nevada, could you have a drive-through glory hole? And it's guaranteed that it is a woman behind there, because as you know, that stuff is regulated by the government in that area.
The inspector's here. Tell Tom to go to the glory hole and put Tina in there. We don't want to get caught.
Does someone inspect the whorehouses? Because, I mean...
They must. They must have, like, a surprise visits from from whatever they...
Is that the most awesome job ever?
Whatever government agency runs that shit?
And what is he inspecting? He's like, all right, let me see them snatches. All right, are you up to code?
I feel like the Department of Gaming and whatever... I feel like it's the same people. They just kind of wander in there. Like, all right.
What are they trying to... I mean, what regulations are they keeping up? It's like... Do I smell a weird odor? Well, that's a ticket. That's a fine.
Do you have to wear condoms? I assume that's mandatory.
I imagine, yeah. I don't know if that's the law, but I mean, they would just do that anyway.
No, I've seen the Bunny Ranch show. I always wonder what it's like. Like, can you just go in there for a drink? Or
yeah. When I must have seen more episodes than you, but a lot of guys just go up to the bar, and part of it is kind of like a strip club. So you kind of just hang out. And the girls are trying to... haggle you.
See, there are all these guys at strip clubs who like become buddies with them. I'm such a retarded, so that'll never happen.
Well, what's the fucking point?
I know.
What,
but
you gonna give me a discount on a blowjob?
Yeah. When you want to walk in, like, hey, Mark, and like three girls walk up and they give you a kiss.
Not in a strip club. That doesn't really mean much.
But I wonder
if you can convert that into the real world.
Well,
yeah.
Well, if you have some money, I bet you can convince them to come. Like,
oh hell yeah,
like come by your apartment or whatever.
Dude, if you get their whores, yeah, obviously, yeah, I can get them to come over.
No, for free, I mean.
Would you like to come over to my house for free? I have money, which I'm not giving you. I knew it. Come on in.
Well, he's like, I got some Coke. You want to come by?
And Pepsi. Psych. Gotcha, sucker.
Hey, where's the Coke? In the fridge. And it's just filled with Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Coke, too. I bought it on eBay. You want it?
What did that taste like?
You know, I don't know.
I heard it tasted like Pepsi.
Well, that sounds delicious, then. I prefer Pepsi.
I don't know where I heard that. I might have made it up, which I do sometimes. But I think Coke, too, tasted like Pepsi. It's like, listen, Pepsi tastes better than Coke, so fuck it. That's our new thing. Coke, too. It's Pepsi. We just swapped out the label.
I would often wonder if I prefer Pepsi because it's just, I got used, that's like my thing, or if it actually is, but like, if I could, like, erase my memory and then do a taste test, which one would I like better?
I mean, Pepsi tastes better. But I'm not, like, crazy like you, and I don't have, like, a Pepsi car, and, you know, Pepsi logos all over, and a tattoo.
I don't have a Pepsi car. I don't even drink Pepsi anymore. Except for on, like, rare occasions, but I still have my, like, kitchen all with Pepsi stuff, but I like Pepsi stuff.
Yeah, for me, Pepsi just tastes sweeter. It's good shit, man. Let's go buy some later. You haven't had it in a while. You treat yourself.
No, when I was at the football game earlier,
You motherfucker. You just make these claims that you don't even drink it anymore.
No, because my girlfriend had a cup, and after I had a hot dog, I took some sips.
So she wears a cup. She doesn't want to get her ball smashed. What does that have to do with drinking Pepsi?
You know football players don't wear cups.
What, they're like getting their dicks kicked
in? If you watch the NFL, which you don't, I know.
You can see the outline of their cocks.
You can. That's what I'm going to say. And the one guy the other day.
I see the dude's dickhead over there. What is this?
This guy had a huge cock, because he had like shifted. It was like side, like. It was like cockeyed. It's so. It was kind of like going down his leg.
It's so big. You see, when he bends his leg, you can see it popping out.
It was almost
his knee.
Like that. Remember the state of that sketch with like the dancing guy like a cock that went all the way down his leg. It was almost like that.
I don't recall that. I haven't seen the sketch in fucking.
Let's see if that sketch.
The sketch. The state.
That sketch is online.
Yeah, I haven't seen the state in many years.
But yeah.
Ooh, when Andy Dick had a sketch show, he also had the same bit. Where the guy had the surgeries, so his penis was so huge. It was, like, enormous, like, bigger than his leg, just going down. And whenever he even began to get an erection, he would just pass out because so much blood went to it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. He had a good show.
Yeah, but these football players, like, they don't wear cups, so you can just see their cocks in there.
That's why they don't wear cups? Because they want people to see that?
I guess they're not comfortable. I don't know.
What's more comfortable? You wearing a cup? Or some dude, some, like, fucking 250-pound dude, like, pure muscle, ramming into you.
The thing is, for football...
They don't get hit in the balls ever?
They do. Sometimes you see it that they do. I think that it probably wouldn't make a difference in football, the way you're getting hit. Like, in baseball...
I suppose you got, an actual fastball coming at you.
It's a smaller object, so it'll, you know...
Like my penis.
Yeah. You know hockey players wear cups, because come on.
Yeah.
They're like blocking shots and stuff. Baseball player
with their cup.
It's incidental. I don't even know if they wear cups, but it's incidental contact. You're not supposed to get hit by the ball.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to, but shit happens.
In hockey, I mean, you're trying to block it. In soccer, although in soccer, when I see the guys out in front of the net, they like all cover up their balls.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why do you think people like intentionally aim the soccer ball?
No, when they do like a penalty kick and then you kind of stand there.
Huh.
I don't know a lot about soccer, but I've seen it.
I know nothing, and I don't want to know.
All the guys like have their hands over their nuts.
That's weird.
Speaking of nuts, I read an article the other day where this guy was like, I guess he was paralyzed or something.
From the nuts down.
And somehow he acquired a dog from the streets, like a stray dog.
Acquired, he stole it?
Well, no, it was a stray dog.
And isn't that a euphemism for stealing? I acquired this from the bank.
It was a stray dog, so he brought it into his house. And the one night, the dog's eating, so I'm like, what the fuck is that? And he looks, and it's his nut. The dog ate his nuts.
The dog just fucking ripped his nuts off?
Yeah, and started eating them.
What the fuck kind of dog is this?
I don't know. It was a stray dog.
I mean, yeah, but normal dogs, they don't start gnawing on people.
I don't know. That's, I mean, he was paralyzed. Weird. He was like, huh? What the? Hey, what are you eating? What are you eating down there, Spot? And like, my nuts.
That doesn't sound right.
The good news is he didn't need them for anything.
I know dogs.
You are you As volunteer you know, at the shelter. And you've never, in all your years of volunteering, saw a dog eat nuts.
Yeah, well, I mean, I volunteer...
Lick them, yeah.
I volunteer at the kill shelter, so I don't have a lot of contact with the dogs, aside from killing them. But I've still never seen that.
Yeah, speaking of that, my dog doesn't like peanut butter.
I thought she was... My dog doesn't like getting killed.
It's like, so I'm going to have to clean this peanut butter off my balls myself, huh? Some dog you are.
Yeah, you know what a mess this is? I did all this dipping for nothing.
Peanut butter's not cheap these days.
And you know what? It's like, even though they say creamy, it's, I bet it would be difficult to jam yourself in there and, you know, it'd be a pain in the ass.
Well, you spread it out with a knife, you idiot.
Oh, I would just use the whole jar and just start dipping. But the thing is, that's not just, you can't just wipe that clean. You gotta get in the shower.
Yeah, it'd be like, also, that's a big like mess. Nuts. Your nuts will smell like nuts.
Yeah.
Ironically. Oh, yeah, well, because the one day I like got a new thing of peanut butter, so I put the like the foil thing on the ground, like, here, lick it up. She's like, meh, I'm not into it. I'm like, I would have licked that, but now you sniffed it, so I can't lick it.
Yeah, I know. Ruined it for you. Okay, so my son's allergic to peanuts, so he can't have them. So I bought him this sun butter. It's like from sunflower seeds. And it tastes pretty close.
What about almonds? Can you have almond butter?
I don't think so. I don't think he can. But so I bought him that. So, like, all right, you know, you could have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Just give him that. And he just, I mean, he's 5 now, so I guess just all this time of just never eating peanut butter, he just does not like. He took one bite. He's like, oh, yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Take a bite. He's like, I don't like this. It's like, it's just weird that you don't like the taste of peanut butter. But I suppose just because he's never had it.
Peanut butter is probably the greatest.
It's delicious.
Thing in the world.
I happily ate that sandwich. Even though it's not true peanut butter, it's pretty close.
Ugh. I eat it in the jar. I just get a spoon sometimes just eating it out of the jar.
A lot of people do that.
It's so good.
And it's, you know, the high protein.
And I get the natural peanut butter now. It's a little more expensive, but it's like...
It's natural.
It's supposedly better for you.
The fucking nuts and shit.
Well, they don't add a lot of sodium and like...
That's where the flavor is.
And doesn't have added sugar and stuff.
More flavor.
Flavor isn't good for you, Mark.
Apparently. I know. Anything that tastes good. It tastes like shit. Yeah, hand it over. I'm a health nut. I was thinking earlier today, like, man, I gotta fucking make up a regimen for myself. Like, you know, exercise, working out-wise. Because
jerk off 3 times a day.
No. You know what?
That's an exercise.
Always after I see a fucking movie with ripped people, I think, why the fuck am I so out of shape? Because I'm fucking lazy. Yeah, I work.
Oh, because you saw the new Kick-Ass.
I did.
I saw the commercial.
I saw the new Kick-Ass, and that dude is so fucking built. I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, yeah, I probably can't get like that, but there's no reason to be out of shape. It's like, I'm fucking lazy. Fucking get off your ass. Get up with, you know, get a routine. I don't need to join a gym. Do free shit.
Did he do that Chloe girl? Because she's like of age now almost.
Anal.
Well, she's like 15.
Yeah.
Were they an item in the movie?
Do you want me to give it away?
Oh, no.
You're going to go see
it. Is he still underage? Is he in high school? Because she's like 15 or
something. They're both in high school. But I think she in the movie, she's a freshman in high school. And he's probably a senior.
Because I think she's 15 in real life. So, you know, a few more years. Yeah, she's...
still hot. She was hot in the first Kick-Ass movie.
Is she
going to
turn into
She was like 9.
Is she going to turn into a... Man, that first Kick-Ass movie...
Did you say she's going to turn into a man? Because no, probably not.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh. Is she going to turn into a man?
It's rare. I don't... So a lot of these kid stars turn into fuck-ups.
Fucked-fuck-ups. Yeah, you
she
said
she seemed like she's got a good head on her, but so did Amanda Bynes. So,
yeah, who knew? When she was doing all these family-friendly
movies...
And
they said that she is absolutely not on drugs. Like, it has nothing to do with
she
drugs.
She just has a mental illness, that's all. Which, hopefully, I think somebody's got the reins on her ass and get her medicated. She'll be all
right. Speaking of that, I'm so pissed that people are giving jobs to Lindsay Lohan again. Like, you really need her that bad?
No,
there's plenty of actresses.
What?
There's plenty of actresses.
There's
plenty of actresses around who need fucking work. She had her chance and she fucked it up. Let her go.
When you're a name, you're a name.
But who's going, oh, Lindsay Lohan's in that show. I'm going to go watch that.
The thing is, people used to go away. People used to disappear. Now, not so much.
Because they have reality shows.
Yeah, once you show up, you're pretty much there to stay. That's why we got to get on the fucking radar. Because if we can get on somewhere, we fucking dig in.
Yeah, you can make money somehow. Live appearances or something. You know, she's making money. You know she'd get paid to be at a party.
Hell yeah.
She probably shouldn't anymore. But
dude, I'll pay you to go to a party. I'm so lonely.
There's at least a 20% chance you'll get to fuck her, too.
20%. I'll take my
odds. Maybe not. She's probably pretty arrogant.
I bet. You probably need... I mean... you know, with most hot chicks, you gotta be really good looking or have a lot going for you. And, I have neither.
What do you know what must suck? Being one of those, like, almost famous... Like, maybe a guy who's, like, Twitter famous.
Oh, I mean, that's nothing, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like...
I mean...
You're known to tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people, but on a daily basis, no one knows you're a celebrity, which is good, except when you want to get laid. And like,
I mean, you could probably work
like,
that.
No. I was, I'm a writer on the Daily Show. Like, all right.
I mean, that's cool. You might be able to get a chick from that, maybe, but that's probably about it. Yeah, a chick who's really into Twitter.
It's like that Fred Stoller guy. He's an actor, and he talks about how when he dates chicks, they assume he's, like, rich because like, they check his IMDb and stuff. He's like, you've been in, like, 67 things.
If anyone... actually, no one knows who he is. Look, we do because we're older. And, you know, he was a lot of shit in the 80s.
If you watch Dumb and Dumber, he's the guy who's mad that the...
the guy, the one hitman's on the phone in the payphone there.
You ever hear the concept of other people? That's Fred...
As in being me?
That's Fred Stoller.
Yeah. He's good.
Maybe he'll be in the Dumb and Dumber sequel.
He's still waiting for that phone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, how would that work? There really aren't many payphones around.
That's true. And now there's so little payphones. I saw...
It's weird. It's a
novelty. They write articles about it now. Like, there's only 2 payphones, working payphones left in the city. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I think in the one local mall, there's still...
Imagine if the guy goes to collect the money, like, well, nothing again.
I don't know if they pay a guy even. Does someone have a job? Someone's giving you money?
You probably
to go
away,
collect
you could
the
probably get away with, like, once a year I'm checking to see if there's money in the thing.
Who the hell? They probably even forgot there's money in there. I bet they fired that guy years ago. There's like 50 cents in there.
Well, you see now... It's just
some kids goofing around.
I saw someone post a picture on Facebook of some phone in New York City. It was like all smashed. Like, they don't even bother fixing them. It's like, whatever.
Listen, if it's busted, it's busted.
Man, I remember payphones. You gotta put the quarter in. I call it collect every once in a while.
Superman can't change his clothes anywhere now. No more payphones.
In the middle of a call, it's like, if you'd like to call, you must be...
If you'd like to continue your call, please add. You'd add like a nickel to keep it going. Man, we're old.
I know. It doesn't happen anymore. I mean, I've had a cell phone since 1999.
Me too. I got one because you got one. Like, oh, you got a cell phone. That looks pretty
sweet. I've yawned in this episode like 12 times.
Were you bored? Fuck you. I'm interested.
Listen,
I'm interested.
Scientists don't know what yawning's actually for, okay?
I heard that it's because you need more oxygen. Your body needs more oxygen, so you're just trying to, you know, intake it all.
Really? Because I don't know.
I mean, that's what I heard. That's probably one of the theories.
No, I think it's a myth.
But if they don't fucking know, then it's a theory.
It's a myth.
What's the difference between a myth and a theory?
Well, the theory of Bigfoot? The theory of Atlantis? I mean, come on. They're myths.
I guess. Or are they theories?
Speaking of myths or theories...
Mythbusters.
Somebody wrote some book, and along with it, it came out that Area 51 was declassified, a lot of the stuff. Some stuff isn't, but most of it is.
What is it, a bunch of nothing?
No, they tested, like, U-2 spy planes and stuff there.
Huh. No alien shit, huh?
But, you know, you'll never convince people, like, yeah, well, that's what they're telling you.
Well, that's the thing. If it was anything really good, obviously, it'll stay classified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go on record with saying but there's probably some shit, you know? There's some cool shit out there that we have no clue.
But
I'm not going to say it's from aliens, but I don't know.
I do not think that the government is actually keeping tons of secrets from us. Like, they're keeping some stuff, but there's not something like we'd find out and go, holy shit.
You know what?
Like, they found aliens or something.
I'm more on the conspiracy nut side of the spectrum because I think they are hiding a lot of shit.
Really?
Yeah, I do think that. That's why I'd like to start our Conspiracy Nut podcast. New show.
Where we just make stuff up?
Yeah.
Speaking of that...
That's what they do.
Speaking of that, we have a new... it's not a sponsor, what the hell we call it? A friend of the show?
Yes.
And... Anyways, a friend of ours, another podcast.
Yeah,
a
buddy of mine. He,
Surfing Aliens podcast. We're switching, we're trading promos, so we're going to be, lead you out with a promo of theirs.
Yeah, check them out. And, listen, you check them out. Their guys will check us out. It's a win-win, okay?
Yeah, see, you scratch our back. You scratch their back, they'll scratch our back.
Can't we just...
You're not getting your back scratched, listener. I'm sorry, but you're getting plenty of entertainment.
I don't trust someone. I'm not that trusting. I'm not going to scratch your back. I'm not going to scratch your back on the promise that you're going to scratch mine in return. So we need to scratch each other's backs at the same time. I'm sorry. That's just me. Yeah, I know. That's some way to go through life, being so untrusting. But hey, that's what I do.
All right.
So get to scratching.
Listen to this promo. It's awesome.
Yes.
I'm Tim Keating from the Surfing Aliens podcast, and I'm here with Jeannie Cordero from Espionage Cosmetics.
Hi.
What is Espionage Cosmetics? Let's start there.
Espionage is a niche makeup company that is primarily targeted towards people like us, which are nerds. So we started selling at conventions. We're now sold in comic book stores and places like ThinkGeek. And we're the kind of makeup company that is not convinced that you always need to be wearing makeup. We're kind of recreational users, if you will. So
not junkies.
Not junkies. We have things going on. Yeah, social.
You have just launched your brand new Kickstarter campaign.
Yes, it launches August 5th.
Which was by the time this airs in the past.
Yes. But it goes through September 5th, so you have a 30-day period in which to get in on the awesome. The campaign is for Nailed It Nail Wraps, and it's nail art for the people that don't have time for another Pinterest project in their life that takes 3.5 hours to do. So they're geek-related designs, like existing nebulas in the universe, tentacle nails. We have turtle nails with googly eyes, which is the first time in the world that that's been done.
Your reward setup is more like a pre-order.
Yes,
than a fund my thing. Order these ahead of time and you'll get them.
Exactly. They're helping us add another line to the company, but they're also getting product in their hands at the same time.
Where can we go support this project?
You can go to espionagecosmetics.com/Kickstarter, and that will redirect you to the campaign automatically.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, check those guys out. So, HotshotWizKids.com. We got the full sews. We got the mini sews.
Click through Amazon.
Yes.
Donate.
Predictabilities. Shut up and watch the movie. Man, we got a lot of shit. Buy a t-shirt. Buy a hat. Buy a mug. Wait, do we have hats?
I don't think we have hats.
No, you can't buy a hat. You can
buy a mug.
You can buy a hat through Amazon. You know, like a Yankees cap.
And then get one of those like markers you can buy like AC Moore, the craft store. And like, write Hotshot Wiz Kids.
Don't ruin your hat.
Hotshot Wiz Kids is my favorite podcast, And that's about it.
Yeah, t-shirts, donations.
You can buy women's panties. No, there's all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah, used women's panties, yeah. I'll wear them myself. All
that reminds me, I saw some movie where...
I'll wear them for a week. No shower.
Where this girl, they were running like one of those phone sex lines, and she just had a bunch of panties in a pile and sprayed a spritz of perfume and stuck it in an envelope.
Yeah, a lot of suckers out there.
We should do that.
I mean, you can't help but make money, because buy the cheapest women's underwear, and if you get one guy to pay $20 for that, you've already more than made your money back.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I see these webcam girls, and they're not even that attractive, and they're nobodies, and guys are paying so much, like, pay me, you know, 1,000 tokens, and you get my whole collection of videos. It's like, why do I need to see you naked that bad? First of all, I've seen you naked 100 times. You've posted your pictures all the time.
Literally 100.
You're on your webcam.
This asshole's on those sites constantly.
And if I really need to see tits or some vagina that bad, there's...
I'll look at my own.
There's literally millions of vaginas online. Millions. I don't need to see yours that bad.
Perhaps billions.
You don't mean that much to me, all right? I'm sorry.
It's like you've seen the vagina of every woman in China.
Mm-hmm. Those billions there.
That's what I said, billions.
Well, not really. They hate females.
They hate vaginas.
They do. Like, if you have a female daughter, like...
Don't they kill it?
No, they send it to America or something.
They used to kill them.
Oh, what?
That was last year.
Different now. Yeah. All right, check out.
Yeah, hotshotwhiskids.com. I already told you what to check out.
All right, do it.
Done.